Well, someone who definitely thinks that things were better years ago is Let's Talk columnist Keith Skipper. He's been wallowing in nostalgia and has come up with 10 things from yesteryear which he thinks were indeed so much better than today. Here's Neil, and see if you agree with Keith. Or not.
Elder son was about 4 and just feeling his comedy feet when he banged on the toilet door. "Go away," I growled, "I'm busy." "But Dad, I've got ever such an important question to ask you." The little pleader persisted until granted an audience. "Come on then, what is it, can't wait a moment longer?" I struggled for dignity as he shuffled towards me to ensure full attention was being paid. While a searching stare and confident pose away beyond his years, he gently intoned, "The old days was the best, weren't they, Dad?" He didn't hang about for an answer, but raced across the landing, chortling loudly. I sat wondering what on earth he had unleashed on an unsuspecting Norfolk before half a smile of admiration crossed my face. Perhaps I had sighted the good old days once or twice, but there had been no obvious evidence of such rousing recall, making a stronger impression on so young and tender a mind. Now I had to change tack swiftly, if only to prevent further inroads into a proud reputation as a thoroughly modern father and husband, with no delusions about the recent past. That little domestic interlude came out to play whenever I lapped into any "now when I was a lad" comparisons. This generation game may still have more to do with fun than fury, but is still worth playing when the comparatively young ask too many questions and ignore too many answers. My golden age was the 1950s as I grew up in mid-Norfolk, one of a family of 10 children at the heart of a close-knit agricultural community. The world was smaller, slower, quieter, kinder, and occasionally more pungent when the honey cart came round. While our sons grew up texting their chums to find out if their fathers ever fell prey to rampant nostalgia, I set the survey ball rolling with 10 things about yesterday that were infinitely better than today. This little test is clearly confined to those of a certain age with good powers of recall, but we can always learn from the past. Social behaviour. People were generally more polite and friendly. Elders were respected. Healthy eating. Homegrown vegetables and free-range poultry flourished. Village shops. There were many more serving important and social as well as economic needs. Rural transport offered a plenty of encouragement for folk to walk or ride bikes. Sex education. Birds, bees, cows, bulls, mares, stallions. No need for lectures. Popular music. Most songs had recognisable tunes and you could hear the words. Entertainment. Mainly homespun fun before television took full control of countless lives. Crime and punishment. The truly local bobby did much to nip potential trouble in the bud. The environment. Lengthmen looked after roads, ditches and hedges. Proper care in the community. Quality of life. Simplicity, never to be confused with ignorance, is a virtue too often cherished after it has disappeared.
Thank you, Neil.